Hello, and thank you for joining me. This is Jaded, and I am Jody. And as usual, today is a day of a lot of thought and reflection. Woke up late, slept through my alarm, totally sucks. On my way into work, very late, and initially feeling very discouraged, very much like I let myself down, and I know that I did. However, letting those thoughts and that thought process continue to haunt me throughout the rest of my day, surprisingly, is something I'm not going to let happen. And once I was able to think through that and change my thought process, I got to a feeling of what I can only describe as self-righteousness. This is just a job, and there are many, many of them out there. And fortunately, I know that I can have other jobs, that I can do other things. And letting this disappointment prison me is something I often do. And I usually live in that cell for as long as I let it imprison me. And I just don't want to keep doing that. That is not something that's beneficial for me. It's not something that's beneficial for anybody in my life. And changing my thought process, now it's not just getting me out of times that I fucked up, although it does do that. It is a perspective that these things don't have to stress me out. Oftentimes I do let them, and a lot of times I don't feel like I have the control to get over that emotion or break free of those chains that I place on myself. But today I'm just feeling a little bit different, so I felt I should record. Things in life are not great, but they're not terrible. And life is continuing. That is the one consistency that will always remain, is that life will continue. Whether I'm ready for it, whether I feel good about it, those things don't really matter. Life continues. And it's got to be something about how I perceive it and what I am going to do with it or where I'm going to take it. And today, I'm not going to let it take me down. Lots been going on. Terrible things in my family have happened. Hopefully, we are coming out with good results. My little niece should be coming home today or tomorrow, which is wonderful news. She's been in the hospital for almost a month now, maybe even a month. I'm not good at keeping track of days, but it's been a very traumatic time, mostly for her direct family, but for the rest of us as well. And it would be nice to have that come somewhat to a close. Not so great things happening in my best friend's life. My other best friend, I do have two of them, which I am very proud to say. It is hard to keep friendships. It truly is. When you are a selfish human being, you do not take the time necessary to nurture and keep good relationships. And I happen to be very selfish. And life proceeds as it will, and when you're selfish and you don't spend time to keep relationships, you lose them. And that has happened to me time and time again in my life. So, feeling very good about the fact that I have two best friends that I care very, very much about. One of them is living a happy dream life in an amazing part of the country, and another is going through terrible things that I never would have expected to befall her. And it gives a good perspective on all the things that could be going on in my own life that are not, on all the things I need to be grateful for and appreciate. And I do have many and much. I truly do. So this being late to work and letting it get me down, not going to happen today. And, you know, even if they fire me, I know I can get a good job somewhere else. I am a good worker, and I'm not concerned about that. So, just a brief coverage. Things at home, you know, not going terrible, not going great, but definitely I am still working hard at developing better relationships with my children. I am working hard at developing a better relationship with myself. And that is something for years I have not seen the importance of. I always saw my importance through my relationships with others, although that sounds a bit contradictory to my earlier comment that I don't spend enough time nurturing them, but that is a true reflection of me. And if I'm not spending enough time taking care of me, I can't spend enough time taking care of others. I have to take care of me first. So I'm finding ways to do that, and sometimes it feels awkward and odd. Like on Sunday, I spent probably 4.5 hours at the auto salvage yard sweating my balls off and getting dirty and getting beat up, pulling off used parts from other cars so that I can fix up a couple things on my son's car, fix my daughter's side view mirror that she accidentally broke off pulling out of her dad's garage. And these aren't things that my kids have asked me to do, so I know that they are not efforts to bridge things between them. I just really like working on cars. I really do. It is therapeutic for me, and I know all the men, mostly Mexican, at the salvage yard are looking at this blonde chick who's pretty hot, but looks a little bit crazy walking around with her toolbox and going around to different car parts, knowing what she's doing and getting down to business. And it was difficult for me to settle with myself that that was how I really wanted to spend my Sunday, because I wasn't doing it for anyone else, because nobody was going to benefit from what I was doing but me. And that's not something I'm used to doing. So I did have a great Sunday. I did get little bumped, little bruised, had to carry out some really heavy fucking things, but got through it, and at the end of the day felt good. Even though I was covered pretty much head to toe with grease, dirt, grime, and sweat, I felt invigorated and proud of myself. So I know these podcasts are odd. I know that they're off. I know that probably nobody really gets them or is interested. But I will reiterate what my therapist made me feel okay with. And I am recording my progress. I am recording my emotions, my life, my time. And again, someday I will not be here. And there will be no record or memory of me or who I am or what I did. So I'm making one. And even if nobody listens, it records it in my heart as well that I care about me. So I know this is brief. Most of mine are. Still definitely planning on recording with my mother. It's a huge project for me to take on. I first want to have her listen to the recordings I did with her mother, who passed away this June, and listen to some of the things she and I talked about, and then I want to sit down and talk about all the things that I love about my mom, and I want to record her life. There is so much about her that I don't know, and some of it may be really useful, and just the fact that I love and respect her drives me to continue to want to do this. So if you are listening, please stay tuned. Please hang in there. I hope you're having an awesome Tuesday. Thank you for joining me. This is Jaded, and I am Jody.